Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. Although most activities on Boston's Long Island stopped after the bridge to the island closed last fall, there is one exception. The summer camp for inner-city kids that has operated on the island since 2007 has found a way to stay open. WBUR's Dolores Handy visited Camp Harbor View this summer and has this report.
Ball team ready!
Ready!
Louder, ready!
Ready to fly!
11-year-old Damian Booker of Mattapan hangs by a harness a few feet off the ground, ready to be hoisted high in the air. He has finally worked up the courage to try the high ropes course.
Let go, Damian! Let go! Let go! Let go! Both hands!
Damian swings in a wide arc, careening toward the ground, then seesawing back into the air before his teammates ease him back to earth.
Pretty scary at first. It's like going on a roller coaster.
Camp Harbor View has been on its own roller coaster this past year. Since its establishment, campers took buses across an aging bridge to Long Island and Boston Harbor. But the bridge is gone now. Deemed dangerously decayed, it was condemned last fall and later demolished, taking with it the power and water lines that connected the island to the mainland.
Well, we blinked hard a couple of times when we heard that the bridge was coming down.
Sharon McNally is president of the Camp Harbor View Foundation.
And then we immediately knew that we were going to continue to have camp out at Long Island. We had very little idea just how difficult it was going to be. Getting the kids here to the camp is the easy part.
Now, buses deliver campers to the Seaport District, where they board a ferry to the island.
The ferry was a wonderful solution, but we didn't know that the power lines were going to come down, that the water lines were going to come down. So we worked through each of those challenges as they confronted us.
Water, food, and other supplies are now shipped in by boat. Generators were brought in to supply electricity, while the city of Boston works to build underwater delivery lines. Camp Harbor View has always had a close relationship with the city. The camp was a dream of the late Mayor Tom Menino, who partnered with businessman and philanthropist Jack Connors. Menino and Connors called these kids the tweenies. McNally says they are at a critical point in their lives, in between stages of childhood.
The campers are between the ages of 11 and 14. And that's the age where they're too young to work, they're really too old to have a babysitter, but too young to be left on their own. It's that between stage where there's nothing really wonderful for them to do in the summer.
There's plenty to do here. There's an art barn, an amphitheater, a music studio, every kind of sport imaginable, from rugby to lacrosse to tennis to sailing to kayaking to swimming. It's midday, and 15-year-old Jasmine Dorr and Isoso Ombre of Hyde Park are taking a ferry off the island with a group of older teens. They're all former campers, now leaders in training at the camp, on a field trip.
We're going to a courthouse in downtown Boston, and I'm in the program called Discovering Justice, and so now I'm on a case, and yeah, I'm going to go present it and try being a lawyer for a day.
For Jasmine and Asosa, the camp is a life-altering experience.
It's a really affordable camp. I really like how, like you're able to do a lot of things here.
Affordable is an understatement, though a camp official says it cost over $3,500 to fund each camper. They only pay a $5 application fee. Over the years, the camp has been made possible through fundraising and generosity. Support has come in many forms: vans donated by car dealerships, sailboats funded by a family with a love of sailing, even dental screenings, cleanings, and treatments provided to all campers free of charge by a local dental office. But the closure of the bridge presented a particular financial challenge this year. Foundation Director McNally says the camp supporters rallied around that crisis.
We raised $5.5 million at our gala this year, which is an all-time record. They knew that this was important, that we needed to make sure that we prevailed despite the obstacles.
Part of that funding will go into an endowment. There, it will help bridge the challenges not just for this year, but for many years to come. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.